Welcome to Hammer Down! Everyone's sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate office. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Glampino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Thank you, Skates, for joining us.
How we doing? How we doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good. All right.
And Mitt's here, too.
Atta baby, Mitt.
Atta baby, Mitt.
We off the schneid?
Oh, yeah, we're off the schneid. 2-1 last night.
That a baby.
Yeah, it would have been perfect, but Tyler Hero just decided to just splash a fucking three right at the end of the game to push the over of the Heat game, so that was awesome of him. Thanks, Tyler.
That'll happen.
Tyler?
That, unfortunately, that'll happen.
Holy shit.
What?
Huh.
The cross-sport boost tonight?
Oh, I saw it. We'll talk about it.
Jeez.
We'll fucking talk about it. Fucking Wings plus 375. Almost had to take them last night because of the line. And they fucking did it.
They fucking did it.
Should have fucking known it. Nashville over Calgary. That's not, is that good for you, Paul?
Kings winning was not great. I mean, it feels like we'll be all right.
What about
Kings that? Have five games left, and all of them are against non-playoff teams. I think they have two against Seattle and two against Anaheim.
How do they keep winning?
Coovers pooped their pants.
Oh, jeez.
They did. They were up 2-0 at them. Puck line
was a fucking
lost in the shootout.
I thought we were dancing. I thought we were dancing early in that one.
That was tough.
That was tough. It's like the goddamn Phillies. I am done. I can't do it anymore. Put a fucking team away, dude.
I can't do it. They can't do it.
Did they win the game? Like, this is the thing.
I think they won 2-1, man. I can't remember.
I'm going off here, but they could have actually won the game.
Let me see.
Does Gibson not have it? Like, if Gibson and Wheeler aren't...
talk about another guy that might not have it anymore.
Who's that?
Fucking Chucky.
Chucky ball game?
Chucky ball game might not have it.
He's come back from injury, dude. Give him a little bit.
Last night, the final of that game was 6-5 Rockies.
Oh, okay. I don't feel so bad. Yeah, I can't do it.
By the way, it was Kyle Freeland that got the extension, which...
Good for him.
Good for him, I guess.
Good for the Rockies paying, guys.
Reds still fucking stink. That train keeps cashing.
Yep.
Mariners, Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray hasn't been pitching well, though.
Freed got a win last night against the Dodgers.
Yep.
Mets. Did the Mets take both games yesterday? Yeah. Against Giants.
Yeah, Scherzer shoved it. Which one hurt last night?
Wainwright won for you. I got that plus a half for the D-backs last night.
0-0.
Starting to feel pretty good. Rays and Cubs, that one hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Cubbies, that was the one.
Plus last night in the association, Miami won and covered.
Woo!
Shout out Jimmy Butler.
Shout out.
You all right? All right.
I mean, the money line parlay was.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's
that was weird.
Well, when dancing. Devin Booker goes out, that was tough.
Are you worried about that series at all?
The sports book says you should be a little worried. Yeah. Pelicans are plus 200 to win the series.
To win it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you should be. I think you should be a little worried.
Yeah.
Memphis ties it up at 1-1. We figured that might happen.
Let's go.
Let's just jump into that tonight. Mm-hmm. Starting with the NBA. Unless there's any MLB baseball game starting in the next 2 minutes.
There's a bunch of 4-11 games.
There are?
I saw 4-11.
You're right. There are.
Who do we got?
I have the Dodgers going right now, so
I got nothing till 6-11.
I 5-40 is my next one.
Yeah.
I got nothing on Eflin and Herman Marquez. That's Phillies and Colorado. And I thought about taking the Padres just to keep seeing if the Reds keep losing, but I didn't end up pulling the trigger on it.
I didn't know about that one either.
Dallas Keuchel gave up 10 in the first.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's a good fade pitcher right now, especially when he's going against Bieber.
Bieber's nice.
And nice. Buccos, and it's 4-2 Milwaukee in the eighth. Okay. Buccos. Brewers were big favorites in that one.
Buccos.
Huh.
Buccos.
What about them?
It's going to be a tough year.
No, they'll be fine, dude.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about?
Look good.
They'll be fine. Right. Well, when you go, Corbin Burns is back, by the way.
Burns is back.
Just in case you want
to. Brewers back?
When they play the Buccos, yeah.
Right.
Something to think about there. Tonight, first game, 7 o'clock, TNT, Brooklyn at Boston. First game was a one-point game.
Jeez.
I don't see how you don't just take the 3.5. Just because.
With the Nets?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going
to
do it.
I mean, I'd probably put this game closer to what it ended up last. I'd put it. This series, the whole. This is all pick 'em.
It's an absolute dog fight. It's
what, Mitt?
I don't think this series is as close as everybody's making it out.
And wow. Which way do you think it is?
Jeez. I think the Celtics are going to beat the absolute shit out of them.
Okay.
And, I mean, this is really why it's. It's really only Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Everybody True. Else on that team is kind of leaving them out to fucking dry. Like, Bruce Brown played bad last game, too.
I mean, if Bruce Brown's playing bad, we ain't good.
Correct. Yeah. If Bruce Brown's playing bad, you don't have what a fucking...
Doing? What are we doing?
I still... you give me KD and Kyrie.
Yeah, Durant could go off. I do like the boost on this, though.
What is it?
Durant, Kyrie, and Tatum all to have 25+.
Yeah.
Durant
yeah.
didn't get there in game one, right?
Yeah, but...
Which means he
definitely get there tonight.
He might, yeah.
He might have 45 tonight, yeah.
Yeah, 25+, +170.
So he might have 45 tonight, but you still like the C's if he has 45?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I would still take the C's to even cover. I'm taking the C's -3.5.
All right, I'll be on Brooklyn.
All right.
All right.
First basket.
You got? We doing first basket right now?
What are we doing? I
mean, well, I figured we'd come back to it.
Nah, we're in the game right now.
First basket.
Here we go.
You almost have to have. Go ahead.
We're going to swing this thing down low. Give me drama. Al Horford +12 punch.
Let's go.
I almost have to take Tatum at +750.
I mean, last night, Crowder was wide open. And then CJ had a...
Wide open. I mean, I'm going to go with Tatum +750 in that one.
All right.
I mean, that's just the value you can't pass up in my eyes.
Big Al, +1,200.
Fucking Drummond's +600, and I got Tatum +750. Give me it.
What's Drummond for a free throw? +5,000.
Probably.
I ain't never seen a guy throw a ball at a hoop like that.
No. Second game is Sixers at Raptors. It's 2-0 right now. Sixers are -1.5, so if you take them, take the money line. Obviously, Matisse Thybulle can't play because of the vaccination status.
Sound a 1.5?
1.5.
Yeah, -124 on the money line. I love that.
This is an all-time trap.
Oh, all-time.
Pros versus Joes.
Call me a Mark. Call me a fucking Joe here.
Yeah, this is pros versus Joes.
I'll take fucking Sixers money line.
Yeah.
Can I tease?
On what?
No, anything. You can't.
I mean,
I wouldn't tease the games tonight. Well, you can tease. Maybe the Bucks.
If you were going to
tease the Bucks and the Celtics.
Or the Bucks down and the Nets up. So get the Nets
Bucks
up.
Down.
Yeah.
Nets up. Let's do it.
Or the, I mean.
Bucks down, Nets up is actually.
Raptors aren't going to get swept. That's my only thing.
Probably not, but it's looked so uneven so far to start the series that I kind of want to. Is there fans in Toronto?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they were allowed or not.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, good chance I lose this tonight. But I'm taking the Sixers.
Sixers
money
is
line.
The right side. I mean, the eye test tells you that the Sixers should win this game.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not touching it. But if there's a game the Raptors are going to win, it feels like this is the one.
I know wholeheartedly that I will lose this game.
No, Tony, you are not going to be thinking like that. We are going to go in there. We are going to fucking dominate the Toronto Raptors.
Now I know even more that we're going to fucking lose that game tonight.
No, we are not. We are going to fucking win.
Sixers money line, and then Bucks and Bulls. Or are we doing? You want a first basket that game?
That's the only way I would touch this fucking game.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh yeah,
Sixers Raptors.
What are we doing here? Machado dinger hit last night. That was the only one. First basket.
I don't like it on this one. I'm not taking anything. No first basket for me here.
Going back to the well.
No, who you got?
Fucking Freddie.
Okay.
Freddie plus 850. Let's go.
Okay. Ooh. And then Bucks and Bulls, 224.5 the total, 10's the line. It was 10 the first game. Yeah. Bulls covered.
Yep.
Bucks cover. Bucks.
Bulls.
One. Yeah. Bulls covered.
There we go.
By the way, the stat for the Hawks that I sent to you.
Yeah. It's alarming.
If the Hawks lose, which they have lost 41 times this year, they are 0-41 ATS in those losses.
Stop seeing.
They have not covered a game that they've lost.
Not good gamblers.
That is the wildest stat I've potentially ever heard.
They're either cooking the books or they're not fucking cooking it at all. There's no in between.
That's insane.
There's no in between. I cannot believe that's still fucking happening. Gumpy sent me a tweet of that, I think, 3 months ago, and I was
blown away. They're throwing games. They have to
be. If you think the Hawks are going to lose, they're not going to cover. Bucks and Bulls, 10.
Yeah, fuck this.
I'm not doing anything there. Maybe fucking first basket.
First basket. Give me DeMar DeRozan plus 950.
Ooh.
It's good value.
Yeah.
I'm meeting you right there. I love DeMar DeRozan. Let's go.
I'll take the value on Zach LaVine plus 1,000.
Ooh, I don't hate that.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Okay. Wait, why is this game in Milwaukee?
Because it's game two.
This is game three, right?
Nope.
The Bulls didn't get blown out?
Nope.
Oh.
Man, we can't have that.
It's not bad. I mean, Sixers Raptors is game three.
Yeah, yeah.
Celtics Nets game seven will probably be the same time as another. So round starting. Two game is in game two, the way it's set up.
Sure.
They play Wednesday and then Saturday.
Yeah, they'll get it figured out. Okay.
So this could be the best. I mean, this could be the best series of the whole fucking playoffs.
Could be.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Are you drinking the Warriors Kool-Aid?
I always always drank the Warriors Kool-Aid.
But you think they come out of the West?
Sure. Why not?
I was saying it at the beginning of the year.
I'm not saying it definitely will, but
yeah.
I'm not saying they're not.
Steph's just having one of those fucking years. He came back at the right time.
Yeah, I guess other than the... I mean, lock me in. Is Luka in game three? Do we know?
Conflicting reports. He said he wants to, obviously, and as long as he's not going to re-aggravate it, he will.
Yeah.
But then there's a report that it's doubtful. So
I will take a chance right now. Just because I want to lock this in case he is playing.
Mavs to win the series?
No, I'll take the Mavs tomorrow night plus 6 right now.
Okay.
And if I lose that bet...
You got a chance with it even if he doesn't play.
As long as Max Bleiber's out there.
Exactly.
I mean, Mavs are in the game. 6 is a lot of points.
Okay.
Grizzlies minus 1.5 at Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's some nice lines tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Friday. Jeez. Wait, no, wait.
Book loves what is today? Minnesota. This is Wednesday.
We'll do picks tomorrow, too.
Picks Thursday.
We'll do picks tomorrow, too. All right, let's jump to the diamond. Dodgers still up 2-0 if anybody's on that.
There you go.
Cleveland is up. That one's pretty much over. Milwaukee, Colorado, and Philly. Has there been a scorer there yet?
Might have got a little carried away.
Phillies are up 3-2 in the middle of the fourth.
Might have got a little carried away.
Today. Yeah, fuck it. 0-0 middle first for Pods and Reds. First game, 6-0-7. Yeah. Jordan Lyles and Dalton Jeffries.
Yep.
Baltimore and Oakland. You're taking Oakland?
Yes, please.
Thought about it.
Short,
didn't do it.
Short line for Jeffries, who's looked decent.
Yeah, he has. Thought about it. I couldn't pull the trigger on it. Can't exactly tell you why. It didn't feel right to me.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. Let's go Chicago at Cleveland in the second half of this.
Yep.
Me too. I will be on first five Guardians. I'll take them to win both games here. To Jiminy Lambert. Let me get my notes here.
John Lambert.
Let me get my notes here for old Jimmy Lambert. He had a 6.23 ERA in 2021. He has a 6 ERA to start this year. I mean, if you're a 6 ERA guy, you're a 6 ERA guy in my book. Tristan McKenzie's been pretty good to start this year. Yeah. Obviously, the Guardians are the number one versus righties to start the season.
Yeah.
I love McKenzie too.
I really do.
That's where we're going to go.
Loved him at the back end of last year. I love him. I love him even more now.
Yeah, I'll take Guardians first five money line there.
Yep.
Tampa at Chicago. We got Rasmussen versus Stroman. Two teams that I have not been good at betting to.
Did it flip at all?
Start the year? No, I don't think it did.
Still favored?
So they weren't favored in money line.
Minus a half, though.
But they weren't going to give us the plus the half. Let me see if it's there. Nope, they're still not giving us a plus a half. Stroman
has not looked great.
No, he had. Well, first game good, second game bad. I'm taking Stroman in a bounce back situation. I got the Cubbies minus 120 first five. Oof. In my notes, I said, don't love this one, but I like Stroman to bounce back.
Yeah, I need a break from Stroman.
Need to see if he bounces back?
Yeah. Rays still very good.
If they're gonna give you the plus a half, are you gonna take it?
Absolutely.
I figured you would. Absolutely. Okay, so next one we have Shohei versus Odorizzi.
Yep.
I was gonna take the Angels, but I decided not to.
Yeah, I'm in full fade Shohei mode.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hate Odorizzi.
I said that's fair play. I think the Astros bounce back after last night. Give me the home team plus a half here.
Okay. I believe I'm on this one. Severino versus Erod.
Yeah.
I got Yankees first five minus 140 on the money line. I'll lay that. I think Erod fucking stinks.
Yes, he does.
And Severino's got great stuff.
I love Severino. Give me the Yanks money line, please.
Okay. Miklos and Sandy Alcantara. That's St. Louis at Miami. I struggled with this one because I like Sandy Alcantara. And I have never been a big Mikolas guy.
You don't love Mikolas.
Good start to the season for Mikolas, though.
Good tennis player.
And I kind of just had a feeling about this. Mikolas is a good tennis trainer.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Cards plus the half.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony. I think.
I don't feel great about it, but.
I mean, it never feels good betting on Mikolas.
Mikolas has a 1.35 to start the year. Alcantara's got a 2.84. Normally, I'd stay away, but. Cards were speaking to me on this one.
Yep.
Diamondbacks at Nationals. Merrill Kelly versus fucking Fetty Wap. Do you have anything here?
Yeah, I'll take the D-backs.
Okay.
Plus
a
half.
They came home last night plus the half.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it.
I don't love it. It's not great.
I'm on this game. Taking the under 4.5 versus five. Merrill Kelly has opened the year with 9 scoreless innings. It's pretty good.
It's good ball.
That's why you're on the plus a half.
Absolutely.
Fetty has a 3.6, giving up 2 earned runs in each of his starts. But I'm taking the under because Fetty is now facing the last ranked hitting team in the league, the Arizona Diamondbacks. And with Merrill Kelly having a good start, I'm taking the under 4.5.
There we go.
Good series so far. 2 good games yesterday. Giants, Mets. First game went into extras, and then Scherzer pitched really well in the second. Rodon versus Chris Bassett.
Yeah.
Great matchup here, so I'm going to stay away.
I was going to take whoever's getting plus a half here. So give me the Mets at home.
They're at the plus a half right now.
Yeah.
Rodon's been really good to start
the
year.
Very good. Bassett, very good as well. Yeah, like I said, whoever's getting plus a half, I was going to take it. So I'll take the Mets as a home pup here.
Okay, Toronto at Boston, Berrios and Pivetta. I don't like either of these pitchers, so I'm staying away.
Pivetta hasn't been great. Berrios has been worst. Worse.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Worst. Give me the Red Sox as a home pup at plus a half.
Okay. Twins at KC, Paddock and Lynch. You want any of those guys?
No, you fill your booth, my friend.
Yeah, I'm good on that one.
You don't want Paddock?
No.
How come when he got traded there, everyone was talking like it was a big deal?
Maybe second chance, new scene. Maybe gets back to that first year when he was really good. Who knows? But no, I'll stay away on that one. And then nightcap, 9:40 first pitch, Texas at Seattle. If I know you and you know me, we're taking Seattle first five money line.
Yeah, Gilbert's dancing right now.
He is dancing.
Yep.
He's fucking touching the night sky.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you.
Touching the night sky.
All right, so I'm on Guardians first five money line, Yankees first five money line, Cards plus a half first five, under 4.5 first five for Arizona and the Nats, Cubs first five money line, don't love that one, and Seattle first five money line.
Take D-backs first five plus a half, Guardians first five money line, A's first five money line, Astros first five plus a half, Cards first five plus a half, Mets first five plus a half, Red Sox first five plus a half, Mariners first five money line, Yankees first five money line.
Okay.
Full stable, my friend.
Fucking full stable, my friends.
Gotta love it.
Not so much of a full stable. Oof. Not as many games as last night.
Jeez.
What?
Big games tonight.
Big games, but not as many. We go to the ice.
To the ice we go.
To the ice we go. Four games. Are you guys going to be fucking live at youtube.com/thatshockeytalk for Stars Coilers?
We will be shortly before puck drop. We will be going live, special start time at 8:30.
Okay.
Chris Pronger will be joining us shortly thereafter.
Uh-huh.
Chris Pronger, legendary.
Legendary
Stanley Cup winning defenseman, last defenseman in the league to win the MVP, one of the meanest son of bitches that ever laced up a pair of skates. He's got to have some stories to tell. He just joined Twitter, so he's been putting out some Twitter threads that people have been digging. Going to be an interesting conversation. He loves to booze as well. He's
Prongy?
A booze hound, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chugged down a beer during his jersey retirement ceremony.
Which I love.
At St. Louis, yeah.
Stars at Coilers. Pal, how you feeling about this
one? How do you feel about this one, pal?
Good bounce back spot, I feel like. A man of lesser...
Coilers are pretty hot, huh?
Lesser stature would probably just take the Stars plus 1.5 at minus 160.
I wonder that.
But as a man of Texas hockey stature, I will take Texas hockey on the money line plus 146.
Okay.
For whatever reason, the Cougars have Texas hockey's number.
Okay.
So that's an anomaly. You're saying
I'm saying, yeah. I don't know if it is it Wedgie in net tonight.
It is. It is the wedge wall against Mike Smith.
Oh, they got Mike Smith in there.
The Oilers coming off consecutive.
They got stuff to play for.
4-0 victories over Nashville and Vegas.
Needed both of those too.
14-3-2 in their last 19.
Coilers are hot.
10-1 straight up in their last 11 at home. Dallas though 6-2 in their last. They're
playing
the
good puck out of there.
I'm not touching this. You can have it.
Hey, do what you got to do, Nick. I'm not gonna, you know.
What?
I will not abandon Texas hockey like this. I will take.
Wow.
On my line.
Here we go.
Wow. Come on.
Well, it might hurt.
Tell you what, that's a good game, but this other 10-07 game, both 10-07. Three 10-07 games? Let's start with Avalanche and Kraken.
Let's start with Avalanche and Kraken. Colorado just blew their winning streak to the Caps last game. But that aside, it was 3-2. It was a close game.
Pretty good.
9-1 in their last 10. 6-1 in their last 7 on the road. They're a great road team as well. Seattle, 2-4 against the spread in the last 6 games. We bring that up because this is an interesting puck line number here. Colorado minus 1.5 is minus 126.
Something to think about.
Seattle plus 1.5 is plus 105. I don't know. Colorado doesn't really have a ton to play for. Obviously, neither does Seattle here. I'm probably just going to stay away. But if I was going to do anything, I would lean Colorado puck line.
No, the launch, you know, they could be playing for.
They don't strike me as a team that's.
For the President's Trophy.
Yeah. A lot of teams don't care to get that, though. But they don't strike me as a team that's going to take time off, but I just don't know. I gotta see it.
How many games does it take for the Stars to beat the Lance in round one?
That feels like a 7-gamer.
Are you fucking kidding me? Fucking throw your fucking Kraken toque on and fucking turn around.
They're tied with the Panthers for the best, for most points in the league.
Many Panthers won 11 straight.
Yeah, I think so.
Jeez. Damn, fucking hot team.
Won again last night in overtime. Couldn't get done. Regulation would have been a lot nicer if they did.
It feels like there's like an elite few here.
There is a
Speaking
few.
Of elite, what about Hawks and Yotes?
The opposite of elite. Chicago is 1-8-2 in their last 11. Arizona's on a 7-game losing streak. No, thank you. Don't want to watch it. Don't want to see it. Don't want to bet on it. Okay. But Washington, Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to take the pup here.
I am as well. Washington 7-1 straight up in their last 8 on the road. This is the fourth game of a 5-game road trip, but they're the best road team in the league.
Yeah, I'll take the pop here.
Vegas is good at home, though. 6-2 in their last 8 at home, and they're playing a little bit better now that they got the lineup is rounding.
They got to win out to have a chance?
Yeah, I think so. I don't trust Robin Lehner and the way Washington's playing. I think they can blow.
I might have just taken it. I might have just taken whoever the dog was in this one, and it happened to be the Caps. So
I don't hate it, but yeah, officially Texas hockey money line, and Caps money line +122.
Yeah, I'll just do the Caps.
Texas hockey, come on.
Good luck to you.
I'm gonna need it.
I wish you the best of luck.
The Oilers are flying.
I wish you the absolute best of luck. Speaking of boost, there was a cross sport. Giannis to score 30 plus and Shohei to throw 6 plus strikeouts.
Yeah,
probably not gonna touch that one.
Nah, I'm good.
What?
Shohei did strike out more than 6 the last time he faced the Astros.
Dude, that boost is fucking sick. Take it.
That's a hype boy boost.
Fuck yeah. Shohei 6 plus strikeouts. Fucking gets that every time,
can
right?
You add, Shohei Ohtani. Like, can you add to that if you just made it yourself in a parlay?
I don't know.
Because you put Ovechkin in there and to score, and now we're really talking.
Are we talking super
high cross sport?
I mean,
let me see if we can cross sport.
Three way.
Player points.
Tom Marseille. Fucking lads.
Giannis.
Come on.
MLB. Let's go to fucking.
Strikeouts.
Oh, no.
Where is one? Shohei Ohtani?
Oh, no. Funny right now.
Marseille goes up and fucking Renz goes down. What a fucking
There it is. Strikeouts.
Shohei Ohtani over 5.5.
Oh, yeah. You can parlay those by themselves.
Okay. This is the coolest boost of
now,
all time.
Now, let me see. What do you want Ovi?
I want Ovi.
What do you want? Score goal?
Yeah.
Player goals. Alex Ovechkin. Ooh. Okay. Now, this is Giannis over 32.5. You could do 30. This is Shohei over 5.5, and Ovi to score is +4391.
This is the greatest bet of all fucking time, by the way.
Checks out. Checks out.
This is so much fun.
Gambling is fun. Gambling is fun. No matter what fucking Woj tells you. Jeez. Gambling is fun. And players and fans didn't get along many, 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 many years ago.
Listen to Shams.
Since the beginning of time. Listen to Shams.
Shams and Rap Sheet.
Shams and Rap.
Those are the two.
Those are the two.
That's all you need.
And then KD, Kyrie, and Jason to score +1 or 25 plus is +170.
Love that.
Okay.
All
right. Any footy for tomorrow?
Yeah.
How's League U going?
League U right now. I'll give you a little breakdown on the full day here.
Okay.
Saint Etienne covered double chance.
Okay.
Troyes lost. Mm. Monaco won. Lorient won. Celta Vigo lost. Real Madrid is up. Lens is up. Lyon is down. Rennes is down, Marseille is up, Leicester's up, Newcastle's up, and Chelsea is about to lose 4-2 to Arsenal.
It was 2-2.
Yeah.
Arsenal's got the last two.
That Arsenal team, man.
They are up and down.
Oh, yeah. I always can't
tell. How do we feel about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we're good. We're in the we're dancing the Liga tomorrow.
Okay.
Sevilla is +115 money line versus Levante. Sevilla is in third. Levante is in 19th. I will take Sevilla +115.
Okay.
Athletic Bilbao, draw no bet versus Cadiz. Barcelona +120. Money line at Real Sociedad. Real Sociedad has been playing well. Barcelona hasn't been the same without Pedri, but I'm taking Bars with the plus money here.
Okay.
And then the last one I have is Espanyol draw no bet versus Rayo Vallecano. They have not won in 12 games.
So you're
doesn't feel like now's the time to get one. Okay. You know, made it this far. Let's make it 13, lads.
Okay.
Yep.
MLB, we're good. NBA, we're good. Ice, we're good. Footy, we're good.
It's good stuff.
Next week, we'll dive into the draft quite a bit.
Yeah.
A lot of draft stuff to take. I normally have a lot of bets for the draft. Love betting the draft. Mid, I assume you'll also be betting the draft.
Love betting the draft.
Okay. It's one of the only places you get a leg up on the book.
Leg up.
Hell yeah. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.